Breitbart Business Digest, Everyone Hates This Rally. By John Carney on February 6, 2023. Americans are worried about stocks and the economy. This might be one of the most hated stock market rallies in history. Global equities are up more than 8% year to date. The S&P 500 has climbed 7%. The NASDAQ composite is up close to 14%. Risky speculative stocks have outperformed their peers. Shares of Carvana, for example, are up 200%. Shares of Tesla have climbed nearly 80%. It's not just stocks. The Wall Street Journal reports that the rally in stocks has been accompanied by a frenzy in the options market, indicating more gains are expected ahead. Government bonds prices are up 3.4%, yields down. The yield on 10-year treasuries has fallen by 6%. Investment-grade corporate bond prices have climbed 4.5%. Meanwhile, a record share of Americans polled by Gallup in January say they expect stocks to fall over the next 6 months. 32% expect stocks to go down a little, and 16% expect stocks to go down a lot, for a total bearish expectation of 48%. That is higher than any other time in which Gallup asked the question since October of 2001. So Americans are more bearish on stocks than they were in April of 2020 as we went into the pandemic lockdowns, and more bearish than they were in 2007 on the eve of the financial crisis. Gallup somehow did not ask about stocks in 2008. Americans gloomy, which counts. The American public's bearishness on stocks is accompanied by a dour view of our economic prospects over the next 6 months. 43% of Americans expect the rate of growth in the economy will decline, with 26% expecting it to decline a little and 17% expecting it to decline a lot. Just 36% say growth will accelerate, the lowest share going back to 2001. This is a record high in pessimism for this century, although we came close to it in April of 2020, when the share of Americans expecting growth to fall was at 42%. Americans are not especially down about the labor market. 41% say they expect unemployment to go up this year, up from 34% a year ago, but that's within the historically normal range. 29% say they expect unemployment to fall this year, which is on the low side of historically normal levels but looks strikingly optimistic given the fact that unemployment is 3.4%, and you'd have to go back to the Truman administration to find a lower level. Most of the folks who said that unemployment would rise expect only a small rise. Just 16% of the public expect unemployment to rise a lot. Americans are anything but sanguine when it comes to inflation. 39% expect inflation to go up a lot over the next 6 months, the second highest level on record. The highest was a year ago, when half the public expected inflation to go up a lot. The total share expecting inflation to increase is 67%, which is elevated but not all that much above historically normal levels. That's because the up a lot category appears to have mainly drawn share from the up a little and remain the same category. Just 12% say they expect inflation to remain the same, about half the usual share, and 28% expect a small rise, compared to a typical score in the upper 40s. Is the public a contrary indicator on everything? History. A brief look at the history of bullishness and bearishness on the part of the public suggests that sentiment about stocks tends to be a contrary indicator. Last year, for example, 46% of Americans expected stocks to go up, and 29% expected them to decline, with 14% saying stocks would go up a lot. The total return for the S&P 500 fell 18%, which probably counts as a lot in most investors' minds, and the NASDAQ's total return plunged 32.5%, definitely a lot in investors' minds. The public's track record on unemployment and inflation is more mixed. Last year, for instance, the public saw inflation going up a lot when the experts on Wall Street, in the Biden administration, and at the Federal Reserve were still telling us inflation was likely to be transitory and mild. The public also got unemployment right last year and correctly predicted growth would decline. So, on the broader economic questions, the public's views cannot be totally discounted. Last year, the public was also right about interest rates. 78% said they expected interest rates to rise, with 31% expecting rates to rise by a lot. This was not the expectation on Wall Street at the time, so the public beat the street. This year, 74% expect rates to rise, with 30% saying they'll rise a lot and 44% saying they'll rise a little. Wall Street thinks rates will go up only slightly and get cut toward the end of the year.